All right, it's 1:14 at Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and here he is in our studio. That's right. The man who we have come to know over the years is one of the best coaches we've ever seen in the college football level, and he certainly probably knows a thing or two about professional football. And here come the Dallas Renegades and their head coach, Bob Stoops, back with us. Hey, Coach.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here with you guys. I need a radio voice like yours, though.
I had to trade the hair for the voice, though. It was a tough call. Big day for you. I swear, last time we talked with you, it was largely about you and your free time and whether you're getting the itch and just all these things. And here you are as a head coach right here in our city.
Well, it's exciting. When I stepped away a few years ago, this wasn't an option. This wasn't even brought up yet. Vince McMahon might have been talking about it, but you know, So I'm excited about it. This Oliver Luck called me. We had a few conversations, and after thinking through it with my wife and family, you know, Dallas is close by. I love Dallas. People love their football down here. And it's a, you know, February, March, April aren't the best golf months. and I thought this is exciting. I'm working with older players, guys that are just on the cusp of the NFL that are close to being in there. You know, there's a lot of good players.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, working with these older players, all of it seemed to fit. After a couple conversations, I thought, you know, this could be really good, and I think it's going to be.
Why did you leave in the first place?
Well, I've been through all that for a couple of years, right? I mean, everyone knows. It was just my right time. I'd been the head coach for 18 years, there was no specific reason.
Okay.
I know everyone thought, oh, wait for the shoe to drop.
Yeah.
It never dropped because there isn't anything to drop.
Okay.
There was no issues. There was nothing out of the ordinary. They sure didn't want me to leave. At the end of the day, it was just right for me. And my family.
Yeah.
And I knew I had the right guy there to take it over.
I'm just wondering, did others call you?
Oh, I've had.
Like in the college world and in the pro world?
I've had calls. No question, myself or my agent. But it was just right for me. And again, more than anything, I knew Lincoln would take it over and everything would continue in a positive way. And that mattered a lot to me after 18 years of investing in it.
All right, in our first few moments here together, I'm trying to read between the lines a little bit, if you don't mind.
What you guys do.
Yes, but one of them appears to be, you were saying, I was kind of over the 12-month thing, and I kind of like the idea of the 3-month thing. Is that fair? Like, you can coach in the XFL, and aside from some interviews in August, you're not going to have to go right to the coaching office right now and start grinding tape?
Well, it'll be more than 3 months. It'll eat up a part of the year.
But you could still have a life.
I won't be consumed like I was, and not that that was ever wrong. I just had run my course.
And
I don't know what else will come to me. Everyone wants you to define your life every 5 years or every. You know, you're not going to do anything. I'll never leave OU. That was asked 10 years ago to me. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going to come. Whatever the, you know, so at the end of the day, it just was right. And, who knows what'll come from this. But I think this is going to be great. Yes, it's going to eat up part of my year, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Dallas to Norman is very easy for my family.
Okay.
And this is crazy football country. You know that.
Yeah, you've been to the city a few times.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Nothing. I was pulling in today going right by the Renaissance where he used to stay for OU Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Playing the Cotton Bowl. And I was coming down with my operations guy that's been with me for 20 years. And I said, man, I miss going in there. And that wasn't that fun going in there, knowing the next day we're going to pull out and drive up to the Cotton Bowl to play that OU Texas game. That was fun.
Man, this is Bob Stoops with us here on The Ticket. So when I think about talking with you and preparing to get together on these rare opportunities, I think that you are the type of guy that has been hearing people like us ask you questions about your future for at least 20 years. Like, very early in your OU tenure, the NFL stuff started, and then the other job started. I imagine you become immune to it at a certain point, that as many questions about your future tense happens as your present tense, and while that must be annoying, you probably also build up shields.
You do, and you anticipate the questions. You know what's coming. But that's okay. That's what you guys, that's what everyone, that's what they're supposed to do. And I always remind myself of that. And but you're a shield, no, but it's more be honest. I don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
You just live your life the best you can. I've had a ball. I loved my years at OU. And I loved the way I stepped out. It was just right. And now I got I'm excited as heck about this new opportunity to be down here coaching the XFL Renegades. We got our new logo out.
Yes.
And it's awesome. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And again, we're not trying to compete with any NFL teams. Heck, I love the Cowboys. Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett, I think, is awesome. I'm all for them.
Okay.
But they're not playing February, March, and April.
That's right.
Just jump on our, bandwagon for a couple, 3 months and have some fun. We'll have an exciting style of football.
You got Moose in the fold, don't you?
Yeah, I got Daryl Johnson, the director of our player personnel. I got Jim Jeffcoat coaching our D-line.
Nice.
And it's just something to complement it. These are a bunch of guys we're going to be coaching that are good football players, as you know, that are just maybe outside the NFL but are close to making it, that are exciting, fun football players to watch. So we're going to have an exciting brand of football to watch.
Is there a possibility, because this is what I think needs to happen ultimately. No one asks me. They never do, but I'm always happy to offer my opinions. I feel like there has to be a way for the NFL to work together, because there are so many practice squad dudes, so many fringe NFL players that might even sign futures deals in January when game action, if there was some level of connection, that would really be a fit, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think it's necessary. We don't need that.
Okay.
And we're not looking for that.
Okay.
Because of contracts, that doesn't work. So the bottom line is, though, players that are just outside, maybe the last 5-10 guys cut from an NFL team are playing for us.
Yeah.
There's teams that are going to notice them. And they can go, they can leave us after that year.
Okay.
And someone can pick them up. That's great. So I think we can exist on our own, and still the NFL will be happy that we're existing on our own. And they could pick players or at least bring them into camp that really showed in our league how, the quality player that they were. So I think we don't need that. We're not looking for that, for them to compliment us at all.
You probably don't need it, but wouldn't it make sense on some level?
It makes sense that they'll ultimately be watching. They're going to watch every game and evaluate it, and they're going to find players that they like. And then that'll be great that those players can go the next year, go into camp. Maybe you make it.
Yeah.
That's great. And then we get someone else to fill that spot. But anyway, we're looking to exist on our own, and that's positive. But I think the NFL is glad that, hey, the last 10 guys they're going to cut here in September – they're going to get to watch maybe in our league, and maybe, hey, he's developed more.
Yeah.
Let's get him this year. That's players want that opportunity, and I think NFL scouts and coaches are glad they're going to have somewhere to go watch players in February, March, April that are out of college that still might have a chance to play.
This is Bob Stoops. He's the new head coach. Well, you've been the head coach for a little while, but it's just named the team today. They released the team name Dallas Renegades. The new XFL team here in Dallas, they will play in the ballpark in Arlington, right? Globe Life Park.
Globe Life, yep.
Do you have any thoughts on, because I know you're very busy last time the XFL was in action.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on the failure before and why this time would be different?
Oh yeah, there's a ton of differences. Oliver Luck is our commissioner and head of it all, with Vince McMahon, of course, the owner. Two great leaders, really excellent, successful people. The other, I think the XFL initially in 2001, they had a lot of gimmicky parts of it. That's not here. We're going to play real football. Football people are used to watching. Some differences, maybe overtime is going to be better, extra points, a boring kick, as opposed to we can from the 2-yard line, you can get 1 point. From the 5-yard line, you can get 2 points. Put the ball at the 10-yard line, you can get 3 points.
That's mind-blowing.
So there's a three-point conversion.
From the 10-yard line.
Okay.
But, the percentage goes down.
So if you're down 8, I could win it on this play.
So point being, I think there's going to be more action and less downtime, but still good football that you're used to watching. You know, the anyhow, so some of the adjustments will be positive, but I think it's going to be really good. We've got great TV contracts already in place, national TV contracts. So there's a lot of positives, I think, that are different from the first time that it started.
They also seem to not be rushing things. This has been going on. We've been talking XFL for a couple years now. Instead, the I don't even remember what the other football league was called.
AAF.
That thing seemed to fast forward and flamed out pretty quick. And
yeah, they abruptly came to an end before their season was over. But again, our funding's different. Our TV contracts are different. We've taken our time to make it right, and I think that's why it's going to be successful.
I want to ask you about two other people, Coach. One, I'd like to know any interactions or relationship you might have with Vince McMahon. For some reason, I'm really interested in knowing how well you know Vince McMahon, just because that sounds like a wild twosome.
No. I don't have a pro wrestling background, you know that,
right.
But you have to appreciate Vince McMahon and all he's done, all the success. It's wildly successful guy. I don't know him that well. We had a couple of conversation ahead of me taking the job, just to understand what was expected of me and what I can expect from this whole adventure, and it was all positive.
Okay.
Great respect for him. But outside of that, no, we don't have any, you know, strong relationship yet anyway.
Okay, the other one I believe you do have a pretty strong relationship with, and I'd love to get him on the show sometime. Your OC, Hal Mumme, is certainly one that all of us football nerds think very highly of, just as, you know, father of the air raid, you know, Mike Leach and all this stuff. Hal Mumme's your OC. That I think you're going to play a wild brand of football that we'll enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. Hal Mumme is the inventor of the air raid. When I wanted to start my offense at Oklahoma, I'm like, well, Hal Mumme's the head coach of Kentucky. He surely is not going to leave the head coaching job to be my offensive coordinator.
Right.
And I called Hal and I said, can Mike Leach do it? He's your offensive coordinator, but I know you call the plays. And he said, absolutely. He'd be great for you. I said, are you serious? And I'm going to call him. And so that's how it all started. And then Mike Leach comes to Oklahoma and, you know, the whole tree from there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what made it successful.
Yeah.
And Hal always says that. And when any interview I ever give, I said, now, Hal Mumme's the one who started all of this.
Sure.
He's the godfather of it all. And I'm excited to have him as our offensive coordinator. And it will be exciting and fun to watch. We're going to be throwing that ball everywhere.
So when we talk with coaches, I remember having this conversation with Jason Garrett once. There's the realistic approach, and you see your players, and okay, the scheme might work best. And then there's the idealistic thing that if I could handpick my roster, this is what we would do. That's always kind of been your view of the perfect type of offense you believe in, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew, listen, they were so hard to deal with at Kentucky in the SEC, and I'm at Florida. They put more yards and more points on me than anybody. So I'm like, well, if they can do that at Kentucky, why can't I do it at Oklahoma? And it works up the ladder. I said I'm gonna have better players.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that's the trick.
That's what's happened though. And then you have better players, and it still works because it's a great plan. And what they do is smart. They use the field. They're just wise in what they do, and we do it well. And you can expect that with our team. We're gonna be exciting and fun to watch.
We talked to you at the SMU Athletic Forum like almost a year ago. I think it was last October. And right around that time, there was an article that came out which was talking about the legend of the Mike Leach fake play call sheet.
Right.
In the
Cotton Bowl against Texas.
Yeah. So is that something you knew? It's where Mike Leach came up with a fake play sheet and then lost it on purpose.
Yes.
Knowing that somebody would find it on UT's sideline and think that they knew your first plays.
Well, let me tell you exactly. Steve Spurrier brought it up the week ahead of the game to Mike Leach that his dad had planted one for Tennessee one year, or Georgia. I forget which one it was.
Okay.
And they were all laughing about it, that Coach Spurrier had done it. So Leach goes, oh, what? We're going to do that. So sure enough, he has one of the coaches hands it to Trent Smith, our tight end, who's reading a play sheet, And then he acts like he tucks it in his whatever, you know, some part of his equipment. And he runs a few routes and it drops by their sideline. And they're all over there, you know, now you don't want to be obvious.
Right.
They're all kind of out of the side of their eye watching one of their GAs pick it up on their sideline and run into the locker room with the fake call sheet for the first, you know, eight or 10 plays. And that happened. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah.
And did you benefit from that?
I found out about it a week, maybe, I don't know, the next week. I found out about it like Wednesday, Thursday after the game.
Okay. You didn't know beforehand.
No, I didn't know.
But, would you have squashed the idea had you known?
Oh, no. I'd have had him, you know, I'd let him go do it.
No, okay.
Right. No big deal.
So, man, anyway, love that stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, it worked for the first quarter. We were up 17-0 by the second quarter.
Wow! So do you guys do we have opening day? What's opening day? Do we have a date on that yet?
The weekend after the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, 1 week after the Super Bowl, football season continues.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
That everyone wants to watch. I do. I want to keep watching football. I loved watching the
absolutely.
AAF.
Yeah,
I was watching it. It was good football.
Sure.
So I think people are, you know, especially in this area of the country, everybody loves their football.
That's awesome.
All the way up to Oklahoma. Hopefully, we'll have some Oklahoma fans riding down too.
Well, I imagine there's a few in the city.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're stinking everywhere. Flags, the whole bit.
They're very low key, Coach. I need to recruit some Texas fans too that are living down here.
Oh,
we got
a little truce.
Different team, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's all be friends.
Dallas Renegades.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, good luck to you and the Renegades, and we will be keeping a close eye on things this spring, and I want to figure out how to visit with Hal Mummy sometime, and I'm interested. Moose, I mean, this looks like a pretty fun team you guys are putting together.
Yeah, it's going to be good. People will be entertained. It's going to be exciting.
Good luck.
All right, thank you, guys.
That is Coach Bob Stoops. We'll do the 1:30 news next.